As with our first fellows rounds, my afternoon of chatting with Chuck's patients was an emotionally moving and very informative experience. It wasn't until I completed these five chats that I realized there was a theme to this experience. Specifically, all five women faced the disease with minor children, and for each, their feelings as a mother were instrumental in dealing with this terrifying situation. Chuck's first patient found herself at the age of 31, with children age 18 months, 6 and 9, facing metastatic breast cancer to multiple bony sites. I had met this interesting woman 2 years previously in an interview for our nursing audio program, and in this second meeting, she seemed to be in a much different frame of mind. She began our conversation by describing her situation at diagnosis.
At the beginning, it was very scary. I come from Spain. My family is from Spain, and my mother was my role model. You know, she was a very hefty, strong woman and with wonderful character. And she passed away 2 years before I was diagnosed. So for me, she was like my role model to continue and to be strong. Even if it was 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, I was so young, and my youngest daughter was a year and a half at the time, so almost two. So I have to fight for my life, and I did. That's what I did.
You know, it's interesting. You look different to me today than when I saw you the last time.
Yeah.
You look different. I'll tell you how you look different, but you tell me first. Do you feel different?
Yeah, I do.
Actually, to me, you look a lot better.
Yeah.
I mean, not that you look that bad then, but I look at you today and I remember there's a difference.
Yeah.
I remember the last time I talked to you, you looked very stressed.
So. Yeah, well, I think we were having a lot of trouble with the girls, especially the oldest one. Financial problems and problems with my husband. Right now, I have a lot of peace with me, which is what makes me continue with my life. I try to wake up every day and do a better day than yesterday.
What happened that gave you that peace? Because I can see it on your face.
I think praying a lot and my daughters again, you know. I base my life in my daughters, and that God gave me the opportunity to share with other people that even though you are sick, you can be living with a smile in your face or having peace in your mind.
What do you most enjoy doing with your daughters?
Oh, staying with them, hugging them, kissing them. We go to the movies, we stay in the house and we see movies. We go together everywhere.
How have you dealt with the issue of handling information for them as they've grown up, basically, and at different ages have different abilities to understand what's going on? How have you dealt with talking to them about what's going on?
Always talking to them. Always telling them the truth, never lying to them, because one of them can be exposed to the sickness in years. So we always have told them the truth since the beginning. Sometimes it is rough for Christina, my oldest one. For example, she doesn't like to go with me to get the chemo, to get the Herceptin. And she hates needles and she hates doctors and she hates to go to places, even though she likes Dr. Vogel. You know, they were born the same day. She was born the same day of Dr. Vogel, November 6th. Hmm. So, but she doesn't like to go there. She gets depressed when she goes there and she gets very nervous. The other two, they like to go over there with me, you know. They like to share with me and they go and they sit next to me and they see how they draw the blood and how they put in the needles and all that. But Christina is more receptive to that. But I always have to tell them the truth. They always know what is going on, what is the new medicines, what is the new treatments, how bad is the sickness. They always have to know everything.
How has this experience over these years affected the way you see your own life?
There are some points that I get tired. Not that I want to give up. On the contrary, I never give up. But in this last year that I have been without my husband, which was kind of my rock and my cane, sometimes I get tired. I get frustrated. Then to be drinking the medicine, going to the doctor, going to Dr. Vogel's office once a month. But again, you know, I sit down and I pray and I relax and I realize that, you know, that I have the girls. I have the opportunity that no other woman's had, which is have a bone metastasis and look that I don't have anything. And when I say to people, no, I am a breast cancer, bone cancer patient, I have bone cancer, they don't believe it. The way that it was spread at the beginning and the way that it disappeared, it is really amazing.
It's interesting, too, you know. I know you received Herceptin early when it was just being used.
Yeah.
And now you're on another drug, that lapatinib or Ticurb, that's come along, been tested, developed all the time that you're on Herceptin, and now you're receiving that.
Yeah.